Hi, I'm Scott Hanselman. It's Azure Friday. I'm here with Vishal Sood, and you've brought me something very special today, Microsoft Stream.
Yes, very much.
What is this?
So in our lives, right, we do a lot of video in our personal lives. However, when we look at it in our work lives, we see that video hasn't really taken off to the same extent.
That's true.
And we started talking to enterprises, trying to understand why is that the case, and we realized there are a couple of factors that contribute to this. One is, even though there are solutions out there, mm-hmm. it's still incredibly hard to roll out video in your organization.
Yeah.
So one thing you want to do with Microsoft Stream was get you up and running in less than 5 seconds. And within minutes, you would actually have a video portal fully functional, and you're ready to share videos with your colleagues.
Now, when I'm thinking about video and work, I'm thinking about, you know, private. I want these videos to be private.
Yes.
I want to be able to log in with my work credentials. Yes. They might be sensitive videos. They
yes.
might be videos for HR.
Yes.
I want to feel like it's YouTube,
yep.
but it needs to be mine.
So you actually hit the nail on the head. So that's
yeah.
kind of what we are trying to do with Microsoft Stream, is give you a YouTube-like experience,
mm-hmm.
but at the same time, it's the security that kind of builds the your core foundation upon which it builds.
Mm-hmm.
So when you start using Stream, you basically use your official ID, email ID. And if you have used a Microsoft product before, we'll locate the Active Directory behind it, and we'll hook it up.
Uh-huh.
So now, when you upload a video, we ask you, do you want to share it with your entire company, or just share it with a few colleagues? You can enter their email addresses or groups in AD.
Okay.
And that's it. We take care of the heavy lifting, and then you are just able to easily, within a few clicks,
so share I have a company, the
yep.
Hanselman family,
yes.
and our Office 365, and there's an Active Directory behind that. We could theoretically have our own internal company video then right now.
Absolutely. So actually, I can show you a quick demo here, so
okay.
how you sign up. So if you go to our website, so the very first thing that happens is you see a sign up button. Of course, you see all the other stuff about
sure,
Stream.
Sure, sure.
And in this case, you'll just say Scott.
And it says work or school account. This is not your what they call your MSA or your Microsoft account.
It is not.
It's so not the thing you log into Xbox with.
Yeah, you can't use your Hotmail. You can't use
your university, email. Your company.
That is correct.
Yes. Okay.
So you need an official work ID.
Okay.
And so you can enter here scott@hanselmanfamily.com.
We'll go ahead and log in. We'll do your demo.
Yes. So yeah, I'm just showing. I'm not going to go through the steps.
Okay.
But what you do here is when you hit submit, you get an email, because we want to make sure you are actually who you are.
Of course.
And once you say click, you land into the portal, and
mm-hmm.
I can show you how the experience looks like.
All right.
So this is the day zero experience. So what you will see here is it's an empty portal. Of course, you just started.
Okay.
And it tells you that the portal is all set up for you. This process actually takes about 5 seconds.
Seriously?
It's bottlenecked on how fast you click on your email. That's
all right.
about it. So once you get here, then you can see what the portal is going to look like once you have some videos in it.
All right.
Then you can see tutorial videos. So it's a video product, so there are video tutorials, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you can just click on these and just understand what this product
And this
does.
Is all built on Azure, because I think about the pieces of Azure. There's the media services,
yep.
there's Azure Storage. I mean,
yes.
from a Lego bricks building blocks perspective, you had all the pieces that were needed.
That is correct.
AD and Office 365 and storage.
We have AD, we have Azure SQL, which stores all the metadata for videos. We have Azure Storage, which actually stores the video, and Azure Media Services that processes the video. So it's the same scale that brought you Olympics, which just wrapped up last week, and basically it brings the same scale to you and your company.
Okay.
So it's all same security, so it's people trusted with their mission critical videos. So we're bringing that security to you, marrying it with AD, so that you can actually make it applicable in your work context.
Mm-hmm. Does it have APIs that I can call as well?
So
I have lots of videos?
APIs are coming, so they are not there today. So there are a couple of things we're going to do with this solution going forward. One
okay.
is we're going to bring more intelligence into it. So imagine all video pretty much have audio in it.
Mm-hmm.
So we can actually transcribe the audio.
Yes, for the hard of hearing.
Yes. Not only that, I mean, it's just like, let's kind of back up and see what Google did to websites when they launched, right? So before Google was there, you pretty much had a directory of websites. And so all you could do is find what website you're looking for. You couldn't look inside the website.
Mm.
But Google indexed the website, so you can actually go to the direct blog post or the page you're interested in, get out and get your job done fast.
Right.
So you want to do the same thing to video. So once we index all the audio and you say, show me the video where Azure was said. And then I'll take you to that part of the video. So
nice.
You can quickly consume that snippet.
So full text search of my company's videos.
That is perfect, yes. And also, not only that, we'll also recognize faces in the video. So things like, oh, tell me all the places. Satya said Azure. So that's pretty awesome, right? So
yeah.
So we can continue to build upon that. So that's one area we're focusing on right now. It's
mm-hmm.
not there right now, but
And I'm understanding that you've got Microsoft Cognitive Services. You've got the transcribing features. Again, you're looking across Azure and saying, oh, this will be better for the product, and this will be better for the product.
Yeah, and that's the beauty of this is, it's not, we're not building the core technology all over again.
Right.
So we already had all the pieces. It's just that stitching them together is the hard part. Mm-hmm. So we are taking care of that and making it super consumable or easy to consume for an enterprise to start getting get started with this kind of thing.
So this is in preview right now, and people can start signing up?
Yeah, you can sign up, as I said, in 5 seconds. So what you do here is, this is a day 100 experience. So we've been using this portal in Microsoft for about 30 days now.
Okay.
So it's not really 100-day experience, but so, and what you see here is, very first thing you see is the trending videos in your organization.
Mm-hmm. So you're logged in as your Microsoft account.
I am.
So this is our internal Microsoft Stream instance.
That is correct. So once I log in with the Microsoft ID, it takes me to the Microsoft portal, and that's what you see here. So people have already uploaded videos, so I can basically, the very first thing I see is, what are the videos that are trending around me? Over a course of time, right now this is powered by views and likes and stuff, over a course of time it'll be with Office Graph. So if you know Scott and Vishal are in the same team, if Scott watches a video, it might be relevant for Vishal.
Right,
so
like Microsoft Delve.
That's exactly right, yes. So, and then, of course, you still see, learn how to use Microsoft Stream, because I haven't dismissed it, but I can dismiss it if I already know how to use it.
Sure, of course, of course.
Then I see channels. So channels are an interesting concept. So all videos around a particular topic or on the team can be added to a channel. And then people can follow a channel. So what that does is, every time a new video is added, on the homepage itself, I see a feed of all the four channels
I'm following. Right, it really is YouTube for the company.
It is really YouTube for the company. So if I'm interested in Azure topic, just follow it. Notifications are coming, so we'll actually notify you that new videos are.
I got to upload Azure Friday.
Yeah,
on Microsoft Stream.
Yes, we should have a channel for that.
All right, well, that's very cool.
Yep.
Cool. Well, we're learning all about having enterprise video for your company inside of Microsoft Azure here on Azure Friday with Microsoft Stream.
Yep.